Speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah, we were just looking for to pick up like maybe a half a dozen salamis, like 8 to 12 inches.
Oh, okay. Were you looking for a specific brand or something, or
more just like the size and the girth, or like the how thick it is, or
width?
whatever width?
Okay, because the person that was just speaking to you has a selection of salamis here,
Okay.
but they're all kind of various brands.
Okay.
But they're good for
So I'm
weird
not exactly sure.
insertions. Okay. Because we have a weird insertion.
It seems like there's a few options for you.
Okay. And the weird insertions, there's five steps that I'm going to play the five steps for you real quick just to make sure it sounds right, okay?
I'm sorry, the what?
Five steps.
What are the five steps?
Here
We'll play
they
them for
are.
you right now.
Okay, here.
Step one, we can have lots of fun. Step two, there's so much we can do. Step three,
it's just you and me.
Step four,
I can give you more.
Step five,
don't you know that the time is right?
So that was the five steps.
Okay, I don't quite know what to make of that.
Well, it's
Well,
a weird insertion.
step
Step one,
one, we can have some fun. We can
lots of
have lots of
fun.
fun.
And then step two is there's so much we can do.
Okay.
And my wife, step three was
It's just you and me.
and then step
Step
four,
four is
I can give you
I
more.
can give you more. Step five is
The
the
time
time is
is right.
right.
Okay.
So you think the salami, the selection you'll have will be good for those steps?
I'm not quite sure how that relates, but
okay, well, we'll come down. Do we need ID to buy the salamis?
no, you should be fine.
If we're under 18?
You should be okay.
Okay. Well, thanks. We'll see you soon. We're step
Have a
by
great
step.
day. Take
Okay,
care.
Bye. Thank you. Step by
All right,
step.
bye-bye.
I mean, how can you not laugh at that dumb fucking song?
I mean, I'm just happy he stayed on for the five steps.
That, my friends, was the sound of today's guest, Brendan Walsh. And he has started a brand new podcast. He was formerly one of the co-hosts of the award-winning, nationally lauded podcast, The Bone Zone, which was described by The New Yorker as the premier in intellectual podcasting today. He has moved on since then, and he started another mind-bendingly brilliant podcast called The World Record Show, where he interviews mainly quantum physicists who go through their favorite records of atomic particle distribution. He's with us here today. We're going to jump right into it, but first, a word from our sponsors. This episode of the DTFH has been supported by Squarespace.com. Darlings, it would be easy for me to talk about how incredible Squarespace is. You want to create a website in a matter of minutes using award-winning templates? They've got that for you. You want to start selling stuff online? They have incredible shopping cart functionality. You want to send out mass mails to your subscribers? They will help you design mailing campaigns. They do everything, but rather than go on and on about their amazing customer support or how easy it is to buy new domain names through them, for example, blowfishdogsucker.com is available right now. You could just go to squarespace.com and you would own that incredible domain name. I'm not going to go on and on about the glorious things about Squarespace, but what I am going to do is sing a song about what happens when the hyperdimensional entities that are so impressed with my website come and visit me in the night.
Ever since I got a Squarespace website, beings of light come and visit my room. They shoot hooks out of their hands into my nipples. I know it sounds like it would hurt, but it feels good.
Squarespace is not just some boring web design place. It's an artist-friendly digital canvas of glory that you can use to make way more than just some basic website. You can make anything you want with Squarespace. It's a creativity engine, and every time I upload an episode of the DTFH, I use Squarespace.com. Right now, head over to squarespace.com/family hour and give them a shot. If you like them, use offer code family hour and you will get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. I not only want to thank Squarespace for sponsoring this episode, but wow, those beings of light, I'm so flattered that you've chosen me to be your nipple hook receiver. And nipplehookreceiver.com is available right now. And if you go to squarespace.com/family hour and use offer code family hour, you're going to get 10% off that domain or a website. Whatever you choose, you can have with squarespace.com. Thank you, Squarespace. What's up, my fellow CIA agents? Today, we've got Brendan Walsh here with us today. Many of you know that Brendan Walsh, also known as Operative 46789, has been resistant to some of our sublimation mechanisms. And this podcast was yet another attempt to finally get him to bow down to the hoofed one who wanders in the woods so that we can all get back to Project 1865973. I'm sorry to say that this particular episode, we weren't quite able to convert him, but I think we got close. So even if you're not a CIA agent, if you're somebody who just likes the sound of someone being tranquilized, rolled around in bee stingers and indoctrinated into deep and very subtle vibratory patterns designed to pull them out of the particular node of the simulator that they're trapped in so they could at last finish their mission as the Manchurian candidate that we always wanted them to be. What I'm saying for all of you who aren't in the particular branch of the CIA that I and most of my listeners are in is that Brendan is a Manchurian candidate, and we've been trying to get him to run for president of the United States for the last 15 years, but he keeps wanting to do podcasting and he wants to be a comedian. And until at last we finally break through whatever residual resistance mechanisms are clogging up his psyche, then unfortunately we're going to continue to be thwarted by his career as a comedian and a comedic writer, which he's really good at. But he would be a better president, and once he becomes the president, then at last he could finally bring the apocalypse to this planet. And we, by we, I mean those of us from Saturn, will rise again from the subterranean layers of the earth and have a never-ending civilization that was born from blood. So if you're into that sort of thing, you're going to really love this episode of the DTFH. But if you just like classic comedy, you're going to love this podcast as well, because Brendan has got to be one of the funniest people I've ever met on this planet. That's a joke, of course. He's a president. He's supposed to be the president. He's supposed to be the last president. So, Freds, here we go. We're going to jump right into this podcast. Let me remind you that we've got a wonderful shop located at DougAtrussell.com. A tremendous thank you to my beautiful Patreon subscribers. If you want to subscribe to the DTFH over at Patreon and get rambling monologues from me and access to our Discord server, head over to Patreon.com/DTFH. You'll also get commercial free episodes of the Doug and Trussell Family Hour podcast. And not to keep waving the Patreon flag in the wind, but Brendan has a brand new Patreon where you can listen to amazingly hilarious prank calls like the one you heard at the beginning of this episode, along with his new podcast. I will have all the links you need to get to Brendan's Patreon over at DuncanTrussell.com. And now, everyone, please welcome to the DTFH, the great Brendan Walsh. Brendan Walsh, welcome to the Doug and Trussell Family Hour podcast, top podcast in the nation. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Duncan. I can't wait to get into the things I want to promote here.
Let's get into it. Let's start with the promotion. What do you got?
Nutrisystem. I'm not officially the spokesperson for Nutrisystem yet. Nutrisystem, for those of you at home who don't, or in your car or at work, if you don't know what Nutrisystem is, it's a weight loss plan. It's like Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers, I assume. Here, let me just pull this up here. But Nutrisystem's on Twitter. And so I started following them. I started tweeting them. I'm overweight. I've gained some weight over the past 5 years or so.
I saw you stuff your shirt.
I have when you gain weight, you start to sweat a little more. So sometimes I will put a towel underneath my shirt.
You put a towel that's shaped like a
so like anyway, I'm trying to get a sponsorship from Nutrisystem. And the way it works is I want them to send me some free shit. And I'll eat there. And if you're listening, Nutrisystem, send me some free shit. I'll eat your fucking crap exclusively. And then when I lose some fucking weight, I will tweet about it, fucking do Instagram stories, whatever. And even if the food tastes like shit, I'll say it tastes good. I won't take any photos of myself.
I saw you stuff your shirt backstage in the belly room.
Yeah, the belly room. There was a show. It was a belly show.
You can't do that. That's not okay. And it's not okay to do this promo bullshit on my show at the very start.
You
man.
Told me that I could come on here.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to come on here and do your fraudulent fat thing.
It's not fraudulent. I am not a spokesperson, but if you're listening to this and you're near, if you have Twitter, please tweet to Nutrisystem. Tell them to make me their official spokesperson. Or they don't even have to make me an official spokesperson. I'm happy to do it.
Benicio del Toro, and she gave you a fat suit.
Yeah, she does work for Benicio del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro. I don't care. Whatever his name
Here's
is.
Some frequently asked questions about Nutrisystem.
What is this?
Are there restrictions
this
on who can use...
This is what a podcast is.
Are there...
What are you doing? We don't just... Don't do ads. No one wants to hear
this. This isn't an ad. This is a frequently
people
asked...
People want to know about you.
Okay. Well, here's... Okay. People ask me. They say, Brendan, are there restrictions on who can use Nutrisystem to lose weight? And generally, I answer them with... I say people with certain conditions may not use the Nutrisystem weight loss program.
Stop.
These include, but are not limited to
I have
people.
To do ads. People are going to not listen because they're going to turn off.
Well, if you're pregnant,
you
allergic to soy.
You don't come on a podcast and do ads.
This isn't an ad. This is more of a warning.
It's a fucking ad, dude.
But this is a warning.
Stop. You're doing an ad.
But if you want to use Nutrisystem.
Do an ad on your podcast.
If you're pregnant, you shouldn't do it.
You don't
do
see
it.
People going on. What are you doing?
My podcast isn't out yet, but it will be out soon. And I guarantee I'll talk about Nutrisystem.
I will plug your podcast at the very beginning. This isn't an ad.
Then listen to my podcast as well. It's called
no
The World Record Podcast.
What are you doing? You're supposed to come on and like do jokes and be funny and shit. You don't just start plugging shit.
Well, I figured we'd get the business out of the way up top.
All right, we got to cut to commercial. Hold on, we got to cut to commercial. And we're back with Brendan Walsh, top comedian, one of the co-hosts of Your Mom's House.
That's Tom Segura.
Mm.
Segura. Sure. I'm trying to talk. A lot of people do impressions of your voice, right? Sometimes.
No.
Well, if... This
don't
is
do
the
it.
Way.
Do
I'm
it.
Not going to do your. I'm not going to
so
do
this is
because
not invade my show.
I'm not invading. I'm not. I appreciate it. Everybody, if you're listening out there, hey everybody, if you're out there listening, listen to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast because it's a great podcast.
They're already listening. I invited you on the show. You start off by hijacking it with your Nutrisystem commercial. I know you're sponsored by them, and I know you're.
I'm not. That's the.
You're a fraudulent fat man.
That's
you
what
put
you're,
on a fat suit.
No, I'm overweight.
And you're doing that to scam Nutrisystem, and you're going to get in a lot of trouble for it.
I'm not scamming.
I'm not going to be part of that.
See, you don't listen. I'm trying to get free shit from Nutrisystem so I can lose some fucking weight.
But you're wearing a fat suit.
But I'm not. It's real.
Okay. This smells horrible, by the way.
If you have a condition requiring a celiac or ketogenic diet, ketogenic,
stop,
don't
we
you can't
do
use
an actual pod. No one's listening. Listen, by now, people are like, I'm not going to listen to commercials.
Children under
people
14 years of age may not be on the Nutrisystem program either. Adolescents age 14 to 17 require a specific meal plan and physician approval. So are kids allowed to listen to your podcast?
Allowed? I don't know.
Is there a rating system? There should be.
Oh, great.
No, I'm saying in general. Don't you agree? You're a father.
There should be a rating system for podcasts.
Well, they do it for movies. They do it for TV.
Okay.
So podcast. Let's say my daughter or your son logs on to a podcast. And the podcast is about...
Yeah, it's...
A-N-A-L-S-E-X.
It's a mature podcast.
But what if... No, I'm not saying your podcast. What if they log on to a podcast?
It's about analysts?
No. If one of our children...
If the podcast is about analysts...
Logs on to a podcast, and it's about A-N-A-L-S-E-X.
Why can't you just say analyst?
Are you comfortable with that?
I don't know. I wouldn't do a podcast about analysis. It's boring.
It's anal sex is what I spelled. And you know that. Okay, I'm not doing this comedy routine. You had me on here.
Let's cut to brass tacks here, man.
I did a promo for... Okay, here we go. This is, can I play this on your podcast?
Yeah, I guess. Why not? Fuck it. This is a bad idea, man. I fucked up.
This is a commercial.
Okay, the longest human poop ever recorded was 26
feet. You know, I could add Jimmy Carter's nephew on this week.
Did they name the athlete? Hi, this is Brendan Walsh, and welcome to my newest podcast, The World Record Podcast. On this podcast, we talk about world records. We set world records. We break world records. And sometimes we'll even call a salami store.
My wife is on the phone.
Hello.
All right.
She wants a big salami.
That's enough.
Right. Do you have like the big...
Cut it off. Just cut it off. Stop.
I have a podcast. I do have a Patreon.
Hold on. We got to cut to commercial.
How many?
And we're back with Brendan Walsh. So, man, you just had a job working... On the, am I allowed to say your last job?
Sure.
So you just had a job working in the seafood department of Ralph's. What's it like, man? Do you come home like smelling like fish or?
Well, the weird thing is, and I think I might have talked about this before, but I have a pet fish.
Like a goldfish?
At home, yeah. His name's Dave.
Cool.
And I come home and I just got done killing fish all day.
Yeah.
And
you guys kill them? I thought they shipped in the dead fish.
Well, we chop them up and stuff.
But they're already dead.
And sometimes we kill, sometimes for the sushi, you have to kill a live fish.
What?
That's the way we
do
it.
Who brings in live fish? What are they coming in a
guy named Jerry.
What are they in?
Oh, no, wait. The guy who brings in the fish is named Dave. My fish is named Jerry. Sorry.
Hold on. Dave brings in like the when you win the goldfish at the fair, like in the garbage bags.
Well, no, he doesn't bring in goldfish. This is for the sushi at the grocery store.
Yeah.
The guy comes in, he's got a van, it's got the fish in like those Rubbermaid bins.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That you
get
at the container store.
Yeah, sure.
Or
so they're
like Bed Bath & Beyond, they sell stuff like that too. Or even IKEA, I think, has like some clear ones. Maybe they're from IKEA.
All right, whatever. So he brings in fish in these.
Because they're whatever, maybe 20 gallon containers.
It doesn't matter. Like, so get to the, you kill these, you would kill these?
Well, no, he brings them there alive. And there's, honestly, they're not, when they're in the containers, there's a lot of fish in the container. Like they couldn't. It's not like a fish tank with only a few fish swimming
around.
They're
like stacked.
There's a bunch of them in there. But when he gives them to us, he hands them to us one at a time.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the way it's been since I've been there. So he hands us a fish, hands me a fish. I hand it to another guy who hands it to Tom, who's the head guy. And then Tom will either kill the fish, chop its head off, or Terry... Who's the assistant manager? He'll hand it off to Terry or I don't kill the fish personally.
Why do they hand the fish off? Why not?
He hands them. It's like, did you ever see a fire brigade? Like, you know, back in the olden days.
Sure. It's like hot potato.
They didn't have
fish.
Hoses. So they would have a bunch of people with buckets and they'd pass the buckets down the line. So imagine instead of buckets, it's live fish one at a time.
Why?
It seems like to get it from the van to the seafood department.
But why not just bring the bin to the killing area?
Because he has to do it. Doesn't want to bring them all. It's heavy, probably. It's full of water.
But you could use a cart.
We don't have a cart.
Oh.
And he might have a cart
in the
van.
Probably some kind of fish code or ordinance or something.
It's a union. I'm in a union.
Sounds like a union. A fish.
Seafood
union.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Okay, I get it. So whatever, man. I'm down with unions. So you guys pass the fish down like a fire brigade.
One at a time.
And then there's a guy. How do you kill him?
She cuts their heads off. Mostly. Some of them, they don't. Sometimes the fish, like, he'll, I guess, what do you call it? Like, bludgeon it or something? Because some sushi, they need to be killed a certain way.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've heard that.
Because there's adrenochrome. Is that what it's called?
Adrenochrome?
Yeah.
Adrenochrome in the fish.
Right. So if you kill the fish, if you get the fish scared and it dies really stressed out, it releases adrenochrome.
That's what it came from.
Well, they have it in people and there's other animals, I guess.
I ordered 2 ounces of adrenochrome from that Goop website.
How does it? Did you take it?
I haven't taken it yet. I'm waiting for next Valentine's Day. So when you're, let me ask you this. You're working at a Ralph's, which is in Hollywood.
It's not Ralph's. It's an independent. I shouldn't say the name of the place since you're against like promoting places.
Okay, no problem.
But it's not a Ralph's. It's
all a right. Well, it's a Ralph's. But it's okay. In the Hollywood Hills area.
Meaning, it's high end.
And one of the things I love is you talk about some of the celebrity clients that come in.
Yes.
Will you tell the story of when Tom Cruise came in to order fish when you were there?
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise, the way, and this, if you live in Hollywood, you get this a lot. Every place that, every business, like a restaurant or a grocery store, if somebody like Beyonce or Tom Cruise wants to come in, they have their people call ahead. Generally, you have to shut the place down for a little while. I mean, you don't close, like,
or
yeah, well, store? They just lock the door. And people have to, so
but
nobody else
can
be in there.
You're allowed to leave?
Well, they let people out. But there shouldn't be any other customers in there. And so they give you enough time. They call ahead a few hours or.
Who calls? The celebrity calls themselves?
No, their assistant or somebody.
How do you know it's their assistant?
I mean, they identify themselves. Generally.
Yeah, but anybody could call a store and say, I'm Tom Cruise's assistant. I'm coming in to get fish.
Well, they He's could, but then Tom Cruise wouldn't show up an hour later.
Yeah, so. But they would have shut the store down. I'm just saying it's a way that like chaos people could fuck up every.
Okay, well, if you're listening and it's the kind of thing you think would be funny, don't do that, I guess. Because we do have businesses to run. And if somebody, for example, if the surviving Beastie Boys were going to come into your shoe store.
Yeah.
It would be bad for business if some kind of crank had you shut. Just put yourself in their position. Right. If you shut down your
I
shoe
wouldn't
store.
Do it. I'm just saying it seems like.
But if the surviving Beastie Boys were coming in, you would
do
it.
Why do you have to say surviving? Just say the Beastie Boys.
Well, there's
Boys.
Two. There's three Beastie
dark.
Boys and one passed
so what?
Away.
Well, we're a surviving humans. You know,
well, the two surviving Beastie Boys.
Or two surviving people because we all, you know, there's. Humans die, so we don't have to say surviving. It's just the Beastie Boys.
Well,
so
the two surviving dark. Members of the Beastie Boys, I think, is a legitimate way
okay,
to do
fine.
It. What's and it? I did meet them. Oh, no, I didn't meet them. Go ahead.
You act like they're gladiators.
No, I just think that it's acceptable. I mean, that's a good way. We could call somebody and ask them.
I don't want to call anybody. I don't want to do that. I don't want to call someone and ask if they think the Beastie Boys should be called survivors.
The two surviving members of the Beastie Boys, what should they be called?
Oh, look, there's a surviving survival squirrel outside.
You're being...
Squirrels have died.
You're
oh,
being
my
argumentative.
Poodle is a surviving poodle. There's poodles. It's ridiculous.
Well, if you had a group of poodles and... One or more of them died, and then there were some who were
it's
still alive.
It's called a species.
Well, okay. I'll choose my battles on this podcast.
Yeah, don't die on this hill.
Yeah.
And don't die on this hill like one of the Beastie Boys.
It's not, if you're going to start making jokes about, the deceased Beastie Boy, I'm probably going to walk here. Just
I'm
FYI.
Sorry.
Fair warning.
You know, it's just like the alchemy of comedy. Sometimes we try to turn sadness into gold and sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, don't get me started on President Cheeto out there.
Oh my God. Your new Trump stuff is cracking
Thanks.
Me up, man. It's so funny. What is that thing you say on stage about him? It kills every time.
Well, I say, like, okay, if you, I mean, I have a lot of stuff. Is it the where I'm like, okay, well, because he's giving a State of the Union, okay, and it's more like, okay, so maybe before you give a State of the Union address, maybe look in the mirror, make sure you don't still have Cheeto dust on your face from, because I guess you're bobbing for Cheetos. But he does the, and then it's like, okay,
Let me wait.
I've heard of people with dark circles under their eyes, but how does our president have white circles under his eyes? Is it because he gets too much sleep?
Oh my God.
Too well rested?
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe.
Oh my God. This kind of brings me to the like core of what I wanted to talk with you about, which is like, you know, for me, I'm up there, man. Right now I'm doing like my, like 30% of my material is just math. I'm just doing very, like what I think are like funny equations, you know, 7 + 3 - 2. You know, I haven't worked the joke out completely, but it's doing pretty good. You know, 8, you know, because it's a word that like for eating and stuff, but I'm working on it.
And is it a, here, can I maybe give you a, say this is what popped in my head?
Yeah, please. I love
a like you joke. Could make it a oral sex joke.
How?
It's like,
no.
Or eating ass. That's popular.
I don't do that kind of comedy. But I.
But it'd be more clever because you're like, you know what I did to that ass? I, 7 + 3 - 2. That's what you do in ass like that. And people, because then you get that nice pause from the audience.
I don't know, man. To me, that's not funny.
They're like, oh, he ate that
just
ass.
It's not my style. But for you, what I'm really blown away about is like you, it's like very courageous what you do with your President Trump jokes.
Yeah.
Because number one, no one's doing it. Like you turn on late night TV. Think of the Daily
Show. They won't let you. That's why I'm not on late night
hosts.
TV.
Think of any late night host. When have you seen, since Trump was elected, anyone?
I've seen some like, you know, very low key jabs that they would give at any, you know, Obama would get them and Clinton.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you're up there on stage and you're doing like at least like 30 minutes of like just all Trump jokes.
Well, I do. I mean, in an hour and a half, most of my sets are hour 30, hour 50. And I'll dedicate, I'd say it's 70, like 75%. It's not just Trump. It's the whole political system.
No one's talking about politics right now. That's what I'm saying. It's so fucking edgy, dude. No one's talking about.
And there'll be, if you do come to a live show, 15 minutes out of a 2-hour set, I'll definitely, there'll be 15 minutes dedicated to Nutrisystem because I did I tweeted to them and told them that I would talk about their product on stage. So I do some jokes about, you know, it's like weight loss jokes, but then I hold up, I have a big pair of pants that are like a 53.
You're doing great. Like the podcast is going good. We're getting heavy and deep. We're getting political. It's going deep. You're one of the edgiest comics working today.
Thanks.
And you bring it back to your stupid, fraudulent attempts to get sponsored by Nutrisystem. Just think what you just did.
I was talking about my show, my live shows.
I'm opening up.
You've been doing live shows again.
Yeah, I've been doing live shows.
How was that? You were just in Denver.
It was great.
What was, how many shows did you do?
Well, originally we had 7 scheduled.
Okay. So is this like a Tuesday through Sunday kind of thing?
No, it was just a weekend thing. We had 7 shows scheduled. And then because it was like, I guess the temperature dropped or something to like 40 degrees out there. So, you know, people don't like coming into clubs when it's cold. And so we took it down to 1 show.
But the temperature was fine inside the club.
Yeah, but it's getting there, dumbass.
So you sold a bunch of tickets for the 7 shows.
What, are you
interviewing
and then me? You interviewing?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of this podcast. And I feel like, you know, I come on here. You're probably not even going to release this because you're going to listen back.
You mean release a fucking Nutrisystem telethon?
It's not a telethon, but I would do that.
Why are you self-destructing?
I'm saying you talk, you have people on this podcast and you talk about like quantum physics or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I come on, I just mentioned one thing. You start attacking me.
I'm not attacking you. It's just, you're doing commercials on your podcast.
I do. I will.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't have a podcast yet, but it's on Patreon.
Great.
The World Record Fuck Podcast. God, man. World Record
I'll
Podcast.
I'll announce this shit up front.
Okay.
You don't have to do this. I will say up front, listen to Brendan's World Record Podcast. Everyone loves.
If you love world records.
Everyone loves world records.
They do.
Okay.
They've been around for, I'm going to say, when the first Guinness Book of World Record, and this is another thing I started to talk about earlier. Whenever anybody does an impression of me, you know what it sounds like? Or do an impression of me.
An impression of you?
Yeah. Exactly. Everybody's like, duh. Yeah. And after listening to my voice, I do sound like that. I sound really dumb.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to, I don't know how to work on it because I'm almost 40,
read
almost
more.
30.
Get off the internet. You're always on conspiracy forums.
I read a lot.
Forums.
I do. I go on Reddit conspiracy.
Get off these conspiracy forums and get your nose in a book.
Just I do. I read. I read People Magazine.
That's not a book, dude.
It's based. Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm reading right now? Charles Dickens. And I've read it 3 times in a row. Okay.
Charles Dickens. You know, I'm reading a cookbook. It's called Charles Chickens. About how to make chicken.
We're going to cut to commercial.
Cut that part out. No. It wasn't funny. I feel like we're just like,
Hold
you know,
on,
we're
cut.
Not being natural.
Let me just cut. Dude, you've got to be funnier than this, man. Like, you can't do this to me.
Well, let's have a real discussion. You know, we're both parents.
I need you to do better than this. You're fucking killing me here, man. You can't do these commercials. You're doing chicken jokes. What are you doing?
Okay, the longest human poop ever recorded was 26 feet long.
Do they name the athlete?
Hi, this is Brendan Walsh, and welcome to my newest podcast, The World Record Podcast. On this podcast, we talk about world records. We set world records. We break world records. And sometimes, we'll even call a salami store.
My wife is on the phone.
Hello.
She wants a big salami.
Do you have, like, the big ones that are just kind of, like, big and long, or...
We have some that are like that. We have a sopressata and an Italian that are large size.
So could we use it for weird insertions?
I guess so.
So subscribe to the World Record Podcast only on All Things Comedy.
And we're back with Brendan Walsh, one of the top political comedians working today. We are in the middle of a discussion about his edgy comedy. And I just want to ask you this, man. Are you worried about putting yourself in danger with these like hardcore political jokes? Because, you know, it is not uncommon for comedians to like potentially change the world, to take down the system itself. And I see you up there pushing boundaries, pushing limits. I watched a man come to one of your shows, shit his pants, and fall on the ground, like screaming, mm-hmm. like, get arrest this man, arrest this man.
Yeah.
Like trying to have you arrested. You caused him to, I don't know what you did. Does that happen to you a lot?
Well, I have a team, you know, like social media type people to get publicity. Because Lenny Bruce, I don't know if you've ever listened to any Lenny Bruce material.
Is that a comic?
He's a comedian from the 50s, not funny at all.
Okay.
He was never funny, never said anything funny. But what he did was, in the 50s, it was illegal to say, like, cocksucker on stage.
Uh-huh.
He learned that, went on stage, said cocksucker, hired some news crews to show up,
yeah.
and told the police in advance that he was going to do it.
Oh.
So he got arrested on stage.
I gotcha.
Got a lot of news coverage. Then everybody's like, I got to go see this guy.
I see it.
And then they saw him and were like, he's not very funny, but I guess he got arrested for...
So that's cool.
Well, we're trying to, and it's not manufacturing it.
Why would you announce that on this show though? Don't you feel like that's going to mess up the effect?
Well, because if people hear, like, I would love to get arrested on stage. It's just hard because it's pretty much just legal to say anything except, I want to kill the president. That's illegal to say.
Yeah.
But
don't
so far
that.
I haven't.
Don't say that on this podcast.
I don't really want to kill the president.
Don't even say anything close to that. Jesus fucking Christ.
I think if you say stuff about Israel too, it's probably not.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you can't fucking do that shit. I mean, you can't do any of that.
What?
You got to get with the system, man. Trust me.
System.
Are you fucking kidding
well,
me?
Well, so I can't talk about Israel, like Israel's perfect
dude,
and the president.
Listen to me. Everything that you're doing right now, it's not going to work for you, man. Trust me. It's no big deal. You're fucking talking about adrenochrome?
Yeah.
You got to shut the fuck up about that.
Why?
Man.
People want to hear it. Like my fans.
Dude, do you fucking, are you
Well, look at my Twitter following. Look at my Instagram.
You need to make a choice, man. It's a simple choice. You got to choose the right way to go here, man. You know what? I'm rooting for you. And I keep telling him, he's going to turn the corner. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And then you keep doing shit like that. It's just not.
I'll stop talking about it on the podcast, but I'm not. You're not going to silence me.
Just
like,
forget about it.
Just
have fun, man.
Okay.
Do you like life?
I'll tell you what. Start recording the podcast. You lead me into wherever, whatever you want to talk about, and I'll play along.
Perfect.
I have a meeting, pitch meeting, very important pitch meeting with in an hour. So you have me for another 40 minutes.
Okay. Thanks, man. Kurt, can you cut out the last 20 seconds? Or minute or whatever the fuck I had to tell this idiot. God, wake the fuck up, man. And we're back with Brendan Walsh. We're just talking about a fish brigade. Now, we kind of lost track. So you were telling
me... A fish store. Yeah.
Where you work, you were saying that celebrity Tom Cruise came in to get some fish.
Yeah, so the way it usually goes is whenever a celebrity of Tom Cruise's caliber, which there aren't many, there's Ellen...
she's great.
Beyonce.
She's great.
Ellen's great, yeah.
Beyonce's great.
J-Lo even.
Great.
Especially after the halftime show
J-Lo.
Recently.
I love J-Lo.
Yeah, I love J-Lo. She's good. It doesn't really get much better than that.
That's right.
Tom Hanks.
Love him.
Speaking of Toms. Toms of Maine, anybody?
Fucking Forrest.
Or Tom's
Gump,
shoes.
Baby.
I heard those Tom's shoes, you know, they have... Their whole thing is if you buy a pair of our shoes, we give a pair to poor people.
Yeah.
I heard
it's
that
great.
Whole thing is messed up. Like they have warehouses of shoes
God
that nobody's getting.
Fucking damn it, dude. Hold on. We're going to cut to commercial. Just follow my lead. It's so simple, man. This is your chance.
Well, Tom Cruise, Tom's shoes is an honest kind of.
Listen, dude.
Listen, the way my brain works is.
You got to get in line, man. Just
okay, well,
line.
I can't stop free associating because then you're.
Follow my lead. And we're back.
Tom Cruise came into the grocery store.
Tom Cruise came into the grocery store to order.
Calls ahead. His people call ahead. He'll have I assume it's like an agent or a...
His agent.
I mean, I'd say a bodyguard maybe. I don't know. He's not very... He does have bodyguards. Mm-hmm. So Tom Cruise, his people call ahead.
Yeah.
We get everybody out of the store, put a sign up. Sometimes maybe like be back in 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then Tom Cruise will come in.
Yeah.
sometimes with his kids.
Love his films.
They're good. He has a new... We did that one movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Also lots of other movies, too, that were really good.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible is fantastic.
What
I love the
last
Mission
movie?
Impossible franchise.
Is that the last movie you did?
Never saw Eyes Wide Shut. Did you see it?
I did, and
no?
It's one of Kubrick's...
No. Did you see it? You must be thinking about something else. Then
Eyes Wide, is that what it's called? Yeah, Eyes. It's like about the Illuminati kind of.
No. Did you see it, really? I wouldn't watch a stupid movie like that. Did you watch a stupid movie like that?
I did watch it, and
I
thought it was like a good statement about like satanic cults kind of like that control the world.
Listen, man. Every single time I try to do a fucking podcast with you.
Uh-huh.
You try to do this.
I'm not doing anything.
This bullshit.
I'll start. Kirk. Is it Kirk or Kurt? Your guy.
I'll handle the sound and stuff. Listen, all you got
to
do.
If my name was Kurt, I would answer to Kirk or Kurt.
Tell the fish story. It's scripted right there in front of you, man. Algorithms have shown this is going to be great on Insta. It's going to be great for you. Just do the fucking fish story. Why do you have to talk about the fucking Illuminati?
I'm not talking about the Illuminati. You brought up Tom Cruise movies.
Eyes Wide Shut, just forget about it.
Isn't that about the Illuminati or something, though?
He made a mistake, and he's paid for that.
Well, that's why they killed him. Kubrick.
Yeah, trust. It's not why they fucking killed
him. And here's another thing before we start recording again.
Just let it roll.
Hold on a second. This is pretty big.
Yeah.
This is a big one, and this is recent. Okay. Now, this is something that was not in the mainstream news.
Yeah.
This just happened in December. Okay, uh-huh. December 6th, 2019. Winston Lawson, does that name ring a bell to you?
Nope.
Winston Lawson, Secret Service agent with John F. Kennedy in Dallas.
Yeah.
Dies.
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me the last guy, they finally got the last guy to keep his mouth shut. Like, he was probably playing ball for the last 50 years. And then for whatever reason, I don't know if it's our own government or if it's the mafia, but they killed. And here's the worst part. They killed Winston Lawson, who had been a Secret Service agent for 4 years, when on November 22nd, 1963, he was in an unmarked police car in Dallas just ahead of President John F. Kennedy's open limousine when he got shot. And the worst part is Winston Lawson, who was murdered in December, he was 91. So he definitely had grandkids. He was like probably...
You mean he was literally murdered? There's proof he was murdered?
Well, I mean, come on.
But you know he was murdered. Or did he just... He's a 91-year-old
okay,
man.
Okay.
Was he murdered by time? Why would they wait that long to kill him?
Well,
hey, Kurt, just remember to cut all this out. We'll get back to the fish story as soon as he gets this shit out of his
system. I mean, wake up. Like, he...
So a 91-year-old man dies, and you say he was murdered. Was he murdered by?
The CIA?
Alzheimer's? Was he murdered by Alzheimer's disease?
Let's see.
Why would the CIA murder him?
Because he probably knew that it was a setup, that Kennedy was killed by the CIA.
But he was 91. Why would they wait?
Mr. Lawson's death, which was not widely reported at the time, was caught, blah, 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 blah. His son, Jeff, said Mr. Lawson is also survived by his wife, who's still alive. So that's, they killed a man.
But wait, hold on. I'm just trying to get clear on this.
And four grandchildren.
Someone in the CIA is like, hey, Lawson, he knows that Kennedy got assassinated. We better take him out. And then whoever they assigned it to is like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, he probably, a lot of these guys.
Just kept putting it off for 91 years.
He probably retired. And obviously somebody pays you a visit. They tell you to keep your mouth shut. And he's been playing ball for the better part of 50 plus years.
You think he was about to leak it?
I think he probably was like, you know what? I'm getting up there in years. I can't keep this secret anymore.
The
CIA with Lyndon Johnson killed President Kennedy. I'm going to come out and do a tell-all.
Isn't it just accepted by now that JFK was assassinated by the CIA? Isn't that kind of public data?
Well, I don't, let me see. I mean, if you're paying attention,
let me ask you this, and I really mean this, man. Let's imagine this.
Coronary artery disease. So that's probably like they have that gun.
A mashed potato gun?
No, it's a gun that shoots, like, it can cause heart attacks and stuff.
What, do they fucking shoot him full of pork rinds? Come on. This is where, you know what, man? To me, Kurt, just let it roll. To me, this is where the type of conspiracy theorist you are, the things you believe in are actually, to me, I think, less scary than the reality of the situation, which is that you literally, someone could walk out and show a video in the middle of the Super Bowl of Lyndon Johnson having a meeting with lizards, and the lizards telling him, we got to take out fucking Kennedy. And Lyndon Johnson just like, while he's getting just ass fucked by a goat. And Lyndon Johnson saying, yeah, let's do it. I'll do whatever you guys want.
Okay, so they're going to show a video of this during the Super Bowl?
No, listen, my point is this. They could show that during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be, like, for a moment, outrage. They're like, it would be all over for a second. Like, what the fuck was that video? And then do you know what happened? They would say, oh, that was some kind of deep fake. And then you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, they'd do another 9/11 maybe. And
what?
Distract everybody with another 9/11.
I don't think, your problem is you think they've got to do these things. They don't have to, there's nothing anyone has to do. There's nothing anyone has to do. The reality of it is, I mean, if you, from my perspective, you know, and it's on one level, it's quite, I guess you could say it's quite cynical, is that on one level, we human beings are a type of herd, and we're being herded, And by now, we're so many generations into being herd animals that there is no longer the necessity.
Could I interject with a joke? That would be a good name for if you do an album about like herd mentality or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it I Heard That.
Heard It Through the Grapevine?
Or I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Yeah, but you spell herd.
Boo.
You don't like that.
No, but you know what I'm saying, man? To me, this is like the, this is where...
And just so you know, people listening at home or in their
no
cars
one's
or at work,
we're cutting the
well,
thing
but
out.
You said you, Duncan, just this is just podcast etiquette 101. When you have a guest on your podcast,
boo.
Don't say boo and give them a thumbs down, which you can't even see.
Boo. This is the, to me, this is where we differ as conspiracy theorists. Is you think
I'm not a conspiracy theorist,
whatever you want
that's
to call
the
it.
Difference.
You to me, your estimation of what is necessary to confuse society
mm-hmm.
is far greater than what is actually. You don't need to do a September 11th. You don't need to do a fucking this or a fucking that. You don't need to do anything. All you need to do is like get them two. All you need is like two generations where they think eating like five cheeseburgers a week makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Slow them down. Get their mm-hmm. metabolism nice
yeah,
and
yeah.
slow. And then like it doesn't matter.
And also like defund education, make them dumber.
Well, yeah, you don't even have to defund
over
education.
30 years.
Get them on their phones, get them nice
yeah.
and slow down, and then get them nice and comfortable, and then just kind of milk them.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do. You don't need to do any of the shit that people like you think they're doing. You know, I don't really think you need to do. Sadly, I don't think you need to do that. I think you can just kind of like, at this point, the machine's running itself. You can just sit back and milk the herd for whatever the fuck it is that they're milking them for. All right, Kurt, we're going to cut
back. I heard
back.
That. That'd be good.
Hey, yes. Kurt, did you herd me? Let's get the podcast going again.
Hey, Kurt, herd. Is it Kurt or Kurd?
But for real, man, let's just do an actual podcast. This kind of stuff we just did, it doesn't need to be out there.
Okay.
Let's just jump back into the fish story. So Tom Cruise... Hold on. I didn't say we're back. And we're back. So Tom Cruise comes into the fish store.
Well, it's a supermarket. It has everything.
Okay.
He came in with his kids. What are his kids' names?
Doesn't Chuck matter.
It does actually probably matter.
Nobody
to
cares.
Them.
But I mean, like, they just want to hear the story.
He has that one kid, Suri, I think her name is,
okay.
that he has with Katie Holmes. But
uh-huh.
she wasn't there. It was the other ones that he adopted, I
cool.
think.
Great.
Children three.
Who cares?
Okay. So he came in, but it's
he comes into the fish store. This is a really funny story. We scripted the whole fucking thing out for you, man.
Tom Cruise is a Scientologist too.
Oh,
just looking
God
it up on
fucking
he.
Damn it!
I'm not gonna get in.
Are you fucking kidding me?
57
man?
Years old. He looks good.
Cut. We're gonna cut to commercial real
so
quick.
So Tom Cruise,
and we're back.
His kids, Tom Cruise kids' names. Okay, so he's there. It's like his son is, I think he's black. Connor Cruise.
Great.
And then Isabella Jane Cruise. These are adopted kids that he has from, he was married to Nicole Kidman for a long time. That's, they adopted those kids, but then
who
Suri
cares?
Cruise
tell
is...
the story about the thing.
Well,
the
because
he
it's
comes in
interesting.
To get the store gets shut down. He comes in to get the fish.
We close the store down. We don't like officially close it down.
Officially?
We don't turn off the free. That's good. See, that's where
that's comedy.
So let's see if we can combine the two. If you're listening, aspiring comedian, this is how your brain should work. Herd mentality and officially the official. That's if I was to put an album out about this story, it would be called The Official Story. And I would spell it like an Irish last name. O apostrophe F-I-S-H. And then O fish shell, maybe to keep with the beach theme.
Yeah. I officially think you're hilarious.
Thanks, man. I
no problem.
Heard through the
well, that's not going to work because that thing won't work.
But I heard from a group of people,
thing.
I heard that you're funny too.
Thank you. Thanks. That's great. I don't know why you're
heard
using that. Why you're saying heard because we're not going to do that thing. We're just going to do a funny podcast, man.
So this is starting from the beginning right now.
What?
we're starting right now. Like everything else is cut out.
I don't know, man. It's going to take 3 hours. Or God damn it. We're going to cut to commercial. And we're back with comedian Brendan Walsh.
I know the guy who owns Raytheon. He's friends with my dad. My dad owns Exxon. You knew that.
Yeah, of course.
Which is also, that's helpful if you want to have a comedy career. Not that I've had anything handed to me, but I've had like kind of, I guess you would call it an unlimited supply of cash.
Yeah.
From, that's I didn't, it's not mine, friends. It's my dad's.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you inherited all that money.
Yep.
It's funny because we get along fine, but generally we look down, like people that come from, because my dad owns Exxon. Mm-hmm. His dad owned, I guess he owned Exxon for a while too. But we've been like generationally like wealthy and you inherited it.
Yep.
So you're kind of.
Yeah, but I work for that shit, baby. I didn't just inherit. Like I had to like do beach trips and stuff.
Yeah. So I got sidetracked.
Yeah, the fish store. You go, Tom Cruise comes to your fish store.
Son Connor.
But now that you're admitting you fucking inherited money and you're doing outing me for being an inheritor.
I'm not out. No, you no, inherited
it, yeah, yeah,
a I, lot of money, though. I've had, and this is where it comes in if you want to pursue
Kurt,
the arts.
Hold on.
One, I work at Ralph's, too, so I do get a day job, but that's for material.
Yeah, okay.
And
by now, they know you don't work at Ralph's.
Tom Cruise, I used to.
Fuck it. Let's just, you know what? Let's just talk. We won't put the podcast up. Fuck it. I'm so sick of this shit.
So the Tom Cruise story, we're done with, we're not going
to
do it?
Every time I try to give you a chance to break into the mainstream, you come in, you talk about every single secret.
Well, I wrote down some things to talk about.
I just want to do a regular podcast.
Here's an interesting thing. I know I won't talk about New System anymore. I do want to lose the weight, but if New System does want to send me free shit.
Forget it. I'm not doing this part. I'm not putting it.
Listen. So here's something. You hear of plus size models, right? Plus size models. You've heard of those, right?
Remember when Dick Cheney sucked your dick at the Bohemian Grove?
We don't talk about anything that happens at the Bohemian Grove.
Does that feel good?
When?
How about the time I took the tram to Dick Cheney's also camp and the tram door opened and he was slurping on your penis?
Really what the Bohemian Grove is just kind of a getaway.
I'm just curious about that. Let's just.
And no, I'm not even in the Bohemian Grove. I can go because
really?
Of my dad.
So, that's interesting.
Well, I can go because of my dad. And actually, it's beautiful up there.
How about we talk about your tramp stamp? You want to talk about that? Why do you have an owl on right above your butt?
Because I like the Tootsie Pops.
Okay. So really? So that's why you have the owl god Moloch? You want to do it? Let's do it. Fuck it. You want to do all the secrets? Let's do all the secrets. I saw you getting gangbanged by Dick Cheney.
We don't talk about that,
Condoleezza
though.
Rice was face-sitting you and smothering you.
What is this, the 90s again all of a sudden? Yeah, and Pearl Jam was playing in the background or something.
Okay.
Now
he's changing the subject.
So there's plus-sized models,
Kurt,
right?
Don't remind me not to put
and
this
you hear,
up.
And this is why, this is where I get like all this women's lib stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why I think women's lib is a little hypocritical.
Sure.
Because you're familiar with women's lib.
Hey, what's it's in like, your pocket right now?
Like how much cash?
No, or? Not the cash. I'm just curious what that interesting vial labeled adrenochrome in your pocket is.
Well, I told you, we can get it from fish. We get it from mammals.
Fish, sure.
Fish, mammals. Okay. I don't think reptiles produce it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. This is some of the hypocrisy from the women's movement that I would like to point out is there's plus size models for women.
I told you, you come to my podcast. We're going to do the comedian thing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do some
Well, I was
funny,
getting into a bit.
We're going to do some funny, absurd
Well, it's not a bit because it's a real
observation. No, there's already, it's too much to edit out, man. I wrote the goddamn fish store joke for you. You started pulling it off. And then the next thing you know, you dip
You
in.
Do it then.
What?
Let's switch the tables.
I don't want to do it anymore.
So let me get this straight. Tom Cruise bought a fish from you.
Who cares? It doesn't matter anymore.
And there's a long line of...
The whole thing is activating people. Are you kidding me? The whole fish store story is supposed to activate operatives, dum-dum. And you knew that.
So that's why
you... That's why you do this shit.
That's why there's...
They hear this shit and it goes. What do you think we're doing here? We're about to do Project fucking Bluebeam. We're about to open up the entire motherfucking world so that we no longer have to hide in the shadows. I try to get you yet another chance to fucking do a podcast where you don't out yourself, a moment of redemption. You're fucking talking about what happened to Stanley fucking Kubrick. Are you crazy? I need
well,
you.
Well, and the JFK, Winston Lawson. Remember that name.
Oh my God. You're going to talk about
and also
Lawson.
If, I don't want to get into it, but Nutrisystem, if you pay for it, is $10.36 a day for like a personal plan.
I'm just going to do the fish store.
And that, so that winds up being
Listen, Kurt, cut all this shit out. I'm going to do the fish store. Will you let me do the story?
$10.36 a day.
Brendan, I got to do this shit. If I don't.
Well, this is why. Okay, so check this out. And this is why I want Nutrisystem to send me shit for free. $10.36 a day. You know what the 4 weeks of that costs?
What?
$289.99. That's a month.
Yes.
I don't think, and then there's, free shipping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, they give you a deal cause they say it's $527.25 a month. And then that's crossed out. It says $289.99. So maybe they're running a special.
Right.
But my point is just send it to me for free and then you'll get more people to eat your fucking crap. When I'm posting pictures of myself, when I'm all fat, like a fucking whale.
You put
and
because
I have no fucking self-control and I eat like a goddamn pig.
I just have to do this. Sorry, man. I got to play this.
And that's for the activation or something?
Yeah. You got to... I don't even know why you're... Why, just go... Go back. Why are you even out here, man, if you're not going to do the... Do the dance. Why did you even move out here?
Me?
You've got all the money in the fucking world.
You talking to me?
You got all the money in the fucking world.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You got all the money in the world. You do the... Just don't talk about this shit publicly. You're gonna fuck everyone, man.
I'm not talking to... listen.
We're about to fucking open the whole thing up.
Okay. You're the one talking about Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, it all's getting cut. Well,
so
yeah.
Stupid.
I'm not going to even put it in there, but you're the one who's like, oh, I'm a conspiracy person.
I'm not a conspiracy person.
I saw Dick Cheney sucking your dick.
So what?
I saw
Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face, too. You remember that?
Yeah.
And also, Dick Cheney did 9/11.
And also,
was one of the engineers
of
9/11.
Dick Cheney, I'll tell you what's not 9/11. The size of your cock.
Yeah, well, nobody has like a 9-inch cock.
No, especially not you.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's a perfectly average 5.1-inch penis.
I came out of that fucking tram, and what do I see?
Well, you're talking about, like, getting in trouble. Turn that shit off. If you...
I gotta do it.
If you want to get in trouble, though, keep talking about Bohemian Grove. I could talk about 9/11 all I want. Nobody's gonna do shit, or JFK. But you talk about Bohemian Grove, you're gonna get... Somebody's gonna knock on your door.
Yeah, so what? I'm not going to upload any
of
this.
We'll see what you say when that happens.
I won't upload it. Hold on, let me finish this up.
What was in that tea that I drank?
So, you're working at a fish store.
Yeah.
I'll just tell the story. Brendan used to work at a fish store. They used to pass.
Well, a supermarket in the fish seafood department.
Yeah, that fish supermarket in the seafood department.
And that's also why I'm overweight, because I see food and I eat it. I'm on a seafood diet. Or I messed it up. Actually, I'm on the seafood. I'm not on Nutrisystem yet, but I am on the seafood diet. The way that works is when I see food... I eat it.
6 + 4 = 10, -2 = 8. Brendan was at the fish store and they were passing fish to each other, bucket brigade style. Mm-hmm. Bucket brigade style, one fish at a time.
Yeah.
At the end of the bucket brigade, there was a man whose name was
Jerry.
Jerry, whose job it was.
Or Dave. I'm sorry, my fish's name is Jerry. The guy's name is Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whose job it was to what?
Kill the fish.
And he would kill the fish for sushi.
Yeah.
They called and they had to shut down the store so that Tom Cruise could come in.
Well, we close it for, yeah.
Right.
We get everybody there out. Tom Cruise and his kids, Connor and Isabella.
Do you want
came
some more
in.
Water?
No,
have
I
have a little
I
bit more.
A little
Just have
weird.
A little bit more.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kurt.
But Kurt and...
Roll it. Great. Ain't that good?
It is good. Is there electrolytes in that or something?
Yep.
Tom Cruise, Connor Cruise, Isabella Jane Cruise, his daughter, came in and real nice. He was real nice.
And they ordered the fish.
Well, they went through the, what, you know, they picked
number?
Up some other stuff.
The
is
aisle?
The fish aisle? 11.
11.
Yeah.
And how many steps did they take down aisle 11?
Well, let's see. I mean, from the door to, it's in the neighborhood between 600 and 700, somewhere in the middle. Maybe a little more than 650.
They took 660 steps to the
maybe.
Fish. And they
could
ordered
be.
The
I never counted it.
It doesn't matter. They and ordered the fish.
Yeah, he got sushi. And some of the sushi, it depends on how you kill the fish. Because if you get the fish really scared, it produces this thing called adrenochrome.
God damn it.
Well, that's what Tom Cruise wanted. Do I leave that what he ordered
dart
out?
Him. Just dart him. This episode of the DTFH has been brought to you by VLM Information Routing Technologies. VLM, subscriber-based, client-centered, information-focused account, guaranteed to give you the statistics on whichever demographic you're most interested in watching. If you want to analyze your demo market,
there's good targeted ads. They have, they do have the best targeted ads.
And that's right, they do, my friend.
You know, a lot of people say that they're like, they say their phone is listening to them.
Nope.
It's not. Because people will say, they're like, oh, I was talking about sunglasses, and then all of a sudden Instagram.
Now, that's just an effect of the mind.
Right. It's like, and these ads, they don't have to listen to you. They know... You know, like, for example, they know you live in Los Angeles. They know that California's sunny. They know you probably wear sunglasses.
Anybody likes the sun.
Yeah.
The point is this. It's a great time to be alive, man. And I'll tell you this. It's a great time to be friends with you.
No,
and
me
it's
too.
So nice to see you. You seem like you're doing much better. You've got a sparkle in your eye. And I would love to hear you finish up that amazing story about the time Tom Cruise.
The Tom Cruise story?
Yeah. Okay.
So he comes in. Well, here's what, we close the store down, right?
Yeah.
First, the manager gets a call from one of his agents or handlers, and handler, that's funny. Chelsea Handler? No, she didn't call.
She's great.
One of his, she is good. Did you ever see, she's got that thing.
I love
one of her specials is called like, Not Gonna Do It, or no, You Gonna Be Kidding Me.
Yeah, very funny. I hope they bring back Chelsea lately.
Which is kind of the Uganda Be Kidding Me title is kind of like our herd mentality, or I heard it through the grapevine. And also, what was the other one we said? Officially.
God.
So this is my official. Kurt, no, Kurt, don't. My
dart
official
him,
Tom Cruise
him,
story.
Dart him now. Dart him now.
No,
get out
I'm
the electric shock. Get
real,
out the electric
right
shock. And we're back with Brendan Walsh, hilarious comedian. So we were just talking about this hilarious fish store story. Remember?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I used to work at a grocery store in the seafood department, and celebrities would shop there a lot. And when they would, before the celebrities would come, if they were like an Ellen DeGeneres, Beyonce, or Tom Cruise level,
they're fun. I love them.
People would call in and they call ahead so we could get everybody out of the store so there's no looky-loos or TMZ mm-hmm. or anything.
Great.
And one time in particular, Tom Cruise was having a party and he wanted some sushi, just regular sushi.
How
there's
do you guys
no special
get fish
way.
In there?
There would be a delivery. Delivery service. This guy, Terry, he had a van. He had buckets, not buckets, but more like, do you ever go to the Container Store or Bed Bath and Beyond? They
like
have
bins?
Those like bins with lids.
Yeah.
And they'd be full of water, maybe 20, 30 gallon. No, maybe 20. I don't know how big the bins were. Maybe
doesn't
like
matter.
3 feet.
20, 30, 20, 30, 20, 30. Doesn't matter. And then the fish.
So they'd be chock full of fish. We'd all get in a line. There's 11 employees in the seafood department.
Yep.
There'd be a guy. You want to be 2 feet. 2 feet, 7 inches, 27.
Two feet, seven inches.
2 feet, 7 inches
and
apart from each other.
And how many steps did Tom Cruise, how many steps do you think it would take to go from the beginning of the store?
Between 665 to 267, somewhere in
great.
There. Or no, I mean 665.
It's okay, Terry, no, it's okay.
It's
and then
he took somewhere between 665 and 667 steps into the store to the seafood counter. We would stand 2.2 feet, 7 inches, 20, uh-huh. Remember the number, 27.
Who killed the fish?
That would be Jerry, or no, Dave. My Jerry fish is named Jerry.
Right. Dave killed the fish.
Dave would kill the fish. He would chop them up, and it's what sushi grade. What would Dave do? He would cut their heads off, and then he would slice them up the middle and remove their, remove the insides.
Uh-huh.
And
but what taste. Would, tell me again what Dave would do to the fish?
He would cut the heads off the fish.
Why? Why did Dave kill the fish?
For the sushi.
For who was coming to get the
Tom fish? Tom Cruise.
So Dave did what?
He killed the fish for Tom Cruise.
Okay, Brendan, thank you so much for coming back on the show. That's Brendan Walsh, everybody. He's got a new podcast coming out called The World Record Podcast. It's going to be super funny, and I guarantee you this, super successful, because you just did a fantastic job on the DTFH. Brendan, where can people find you?
On Twitter and Facebook. I'm on the board of directors for my dad owns Exxon.
All right, that's great. We'll cut that out. Go ahead and just drug him
if
up.
You want there, we're doing some spirit cooking.
Okay,
later.
That's it. That's
Duncan
it.
If you wanted to come
great
to
job.
Our spirit
just
cooking,
get him out of here.
Bring a
it'll
chicken.
It'll be fine. Just get him out of here. That's Brendan Walsh,
it
everybody.
Cuts its finger
all the links you need to find Brendan Walsh are going to be at DuncanTrussell.com.